Hi, it is Happy Monday, and that means we're going to talk about refreshing the routine, because the Geyer Cook Report does that. And to follow along in the show notes, well, you go to thegeyercookreport.podbean.com. That link's there on the screen. If you can see it on YouTube, I've done my job. Anyway, the five ways to refresh your morning routine and be happier. And who doesn't want to be happier? Well, if you go to this link that we found, it's from makeuseof.com, and the link, we'll click on it and see what that says. And it comes up and it says self-improvement, five ways to refresh your morning routine and be happier. And this is from back in 2015, but you know what? It's pretty darn good. The fellow named Joel Lee, no relation, has a Bachelor of Science degree in computer science and such and such. You can read about him on the link there. The road to self-improvement, it's not an easy one, and it starts off simply with wake up on time. Get yourself an alarm clock that does the job. That doesn't have a snooze, perhaps, is the best one. So get that clock. And then stretch and stay fit. If you sit in front of the computer all day, like some of us do, you need to get some exercise. And so a little bit of physicality, even if it's just a little bit of stretching and a brisk walk, can work wonders for your mental clarity. So be a little bit sharper by taking that walk. In fact, I think I'll start doing that today. Think positive thoughts. If you're positive, you're going to take a walk. Okay? The examples that they give there in the link will help you more with that. Meditate, relax, and enjoy. I'm not big on meditation, but I do relax pretty well. I've been practicing that for years. Schedule time to catch up. So after you've done your walk, because you woke up on time, and you stretched and got flexible and stuff, then you want to catch up on what you missed overnight while you were sleeping. Some of us get up real early, but it still takes time to get caught up. And this is going to take some discipline. So don't expect to just jump right into the new routine tomorrow morning, because it's going to take some work. So give this link a look, because I think it's going to provide you with the brain food that you're going to need and want. And let's go back to the show notes. So there you have it. Five ways to refresh your morning routine and be happier. And speaking of happier, I'd be happier if you took a look at the Geyer Cook Report questions. Pick five of those questions from that form. It's a Google form. And those are intended to make you more transparent. Because you know how you get in the elevator and somebody says, well, what do you do? And then you try to go through a 25-word or less explanation of, well, I do this and this and this and this, and pretty soon you're into the fifth, sixth minute of explaining. Well, these questions will help eliminate that a little bit and give you some ammunition for a better elevator speech the next time you have to give one. The planning session guide, exactly what its title says it is. It's to help you plan your next project, your next landing page, your B2B update. Those are all in there. Been putting them in there for years. Got started with some help from a WordPress post, and then we've expanded on that. Give that a look, won't you? Thank you to the patrons. We thank each and every patron for their support for the Geyer Cook Report. Because the Geyer Cook Report would not happen were it not for patrons. And for people that give moral support, for example, Fraser Ramsey, he's part of that Hatrick and Ramsey Unleashed podcast that we're a part of from time to time. He's the guy that nudged me one Thursday afternoon and said, hey, you ought to do a podcast. You might like doing a podcast. And in fact, I do. He's a good call on that. Thank you, Fraser, for that ammunition. Give him a call if you need some cleaning done on that side of the ocean. He's got some good skills in that regard. The other thank you for Eileen Smith. I could have a list, but we're going to start with Screencast-O-Matic. Great Windows screen recorder. We use it every day. And thanks very much for that, Eileen. And the friends just chatting Facebook group is the last one on the list. Could have a bigger list. But the Facebook group, friends just chatting, has got people that come from all over the world that we talk with every so often. And give that a go. Go to your Facebook, go to your groups, and join Friends Just Chatting. Easiest cake to find. Well, I want to thank you for listening and taking time out of your day with a little bit over 5 minutes. So it's bigger than a TED Talk, and it's not meant to be. So listen to our podcast. Subscribe to us on YouTube. If you're watching us on YouTube, you can click that little bell up there and get an email reminder every time we come up. All the links are there. And on that note, I'm going to say thanks very much again for listening. The notes that you read there, if you got questions, give us a holler. I invite you to like, comment, and share this content. And on that note, I'm going to say those three magic words. It's a wrap.